We find Pippa and the girls in the castle, drinking wine and playing. Dusky light coats the chapel in a pretty gloom. Bessie pulls the wings from a dragonfly, and she and May laugh as it hops about on the floor, desperate to fly away. Pippa sits on the throne, eating berries from a golden chalice till her lips are a deep shade of blue. Platters and goblets are stacked high with the fruit. "Where is Fee?" I ask. "Have you seen her?" "I'm here." Felicity waltzes in, outfitted in her warrior chainmail, her cheeks rosy and her eyes bright. "What do you want?" "Fee, you can't stay here," I say. She takes a seat beside Pip.
"Why not?"
"The realms are falling to chaos. The tribes are at war. The temple's been raised, and Cersei has gone to the Winterlands to join with the creatures." "Nothing has touched us here," Pip says, gesturing to the chapel walls. "Now, shall we have another ball this evening?" "Pippa," I say, incredulous, "we can't have a party." Pippa's laugh is light and girlish. "Let the creatures have at each other. They're no match for me." She lowers a berry onto her tongue and licks her fingers.
"That's right," Bessie agrees. "Miss Pippa will serve notice."
She and May gaze at Pippa with a fierce devotion, and I want to knock Pippa from her throne. "Did you tell them how you came to be here? Why you can't cross?" Pippa's eyes flash. "Oh, Gemma, really." She shares a grin with the factory girls. It turns to a round of giggling that makes my skin crawl. "She asked me to help her cross the river, but she couldn't go on, because she stayed too long here, because she ate the berries," I say. I knock over a chalice. The fat, purplish berries spill across the floor and are swallowed by the vines.
"You meant to cross, without telling me,"
Felicity says softly. Pippa ignores Fee's hurt. She fixes those wavering eyes on me. "What does it matter now? For I was saved for a higher purpose." I look around at the girls' adoring faces. Wendy isn't among them. "Where's Wendy?" I demand. In Mercy's eyes I see a flicker of fear. "She ran away," Pippa answers coolly. "Next time it will not be a bunny." "Will you tell me she bit through her cage too?" Pippa shrugs. "If it will amuse you." "Tell me where she is!" I bang my hand on the altar. Pippa puts her hands to her hips, a taunting pose. "Or what?" Felicity steps in.
"Pippa, stop."
"Are you on her side now?" Pippa demands. "There are no sides," Anne says. "Are there?" "There are now," Pippa answers, and my blood pumps a little faster. "She took Wendy to the Winterlands," Mercy says quickly. Bessie hits her hard across the mouth, knocking her to the floor.
"That's a bloody lie, Mercy Paxton. Take it back."
"No one likes a traitor, Mercy," Pippa scolds. The girl cowers on the floor. The castle groans. The vines are blighted, diseased. When they move, they seem to calcify. One, heavier stone, creeps over my foot, and my foot is nearly trapped under it. I yank it free. "Pippa," I say, "what have you done?" "What you wouldn't. Poor Gemma, always so afraid of her power." "Well, not me." "Pip, you didn't make a bargain with those creatures." "What if I did?" Felicity shakes her head.
"You didn't."
Pippa strokes her face gently. "It was such a small thing they asked. A sacrifice no one would miss. I offered that silly bunny, that's all. You see what we've been given in return." She opens her arms wide, but all I see is a mouldering castle corrupted by weeds. "Tell me that you didn't take her to the Winterlands, that I'm wrong for thinking it," I plead. "I shall tell you whatever you'd like to hear," she says, gorging on berries. "Tell me the truth." Pip's eyes flash. Her teeth are blue-black with juice. "She was a burden." Felicity clutches her stomach.
"Oh, God."
"No, Fee, you'll see. It's going to be so wonderful." Pippa grins coquettishly at the others. "Shall I tell you what the tree promised? What I saw there after my sacrifice? I saw the Order's time ending and something new being born," she says, her voice tinged with wonder. "Their days have passed. Our time is at hand."